This is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Doug Bernard reporting. The U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces said that they have seized the remaining last areas of Iraq, of Raqqa in Syria, from Islamic State militants. The American-led coalition fighting IS said the city was on the verge of liberation. Now, that's in addition to Iraqi forces taking over more oil fields near the city of Kirkuk. VOA's Robert Rafael has this update.
The military said Kurdish fighters withdrew from the Bai Hassan and Avana oil fields, leaving federal security forces to take over. Tuesday's developments followed a swift move by government forces Monday to capture the Kirkuk governor's office, key military sites, and an oil field.
VOA's Robert Rafael. The Islamic State still controls areas around the eastern province of Deir al-Zor and further south in the Euphrates River Valley. Israel says it will not talk with a Palestinian government that includes the militant group Hamas unless a number of demands are met. A statement by Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu spelled out several conditions if there are ever to be talks. They include Hamas disarmament, its repudiation of violence, and recognition of Israel. Chinese President Xi Jinping said his country faces both opportunity and challenge in the opening speech of the ruling Communist Party's twice-a-decade National Congress. Mr. Xi told more than 2,000 delegates gathered in the Great Hall of the People today that China has entered a new era of, quote, socialism with Chinese characteristics. He promised that Beijing would allow more market-oriented reforms of its economy, but said the government would play a bigger role in managing large state-owned firms. In Washington, this is VOA News.